Hey everyone, it's Dr. Chris Sargent, the Gutsy Gal, and today we are going to talk about exactly why I'm called the Gutsy Gal. Besides the fact that you haven't known me for very long, but you'll find out that I'm pretty gutsy. I'm not usually afraid to say too many things or call people on the carpet if they need to be called on the carpet, usually with extra love and grace. But I think you will find out today why exactly I've called myself the Gutsy Gal. We are going to talk about guts. Your guts, or my guts, or other people's guts that you might know. And we're going to talk about leaky guts. Leaky guts are yucky guts. And the most common complaint I have in my office is I feel like crap. And that kind of goes with guts. And I could use other words, but this is a family show. So a lot of times I have patients just tell me, you know, I've had this ongoing bloating, constipation, gassy, diarrhea. I know none of us really want to talk about any of this. So you can blush in private if you need to. I'm not blushing at all because I like to talk about poop, but, these are very common complaints. And a lot of my patients have actually gone to their medical doctors and to gastrointestinal specialists. They've had endoscopies, or where they go down your throat to look in your stomach. They've had colonoscopies, where they go up your rectum and look up into your colon, and have found that everything is, quote, normal. But I still feel like crap, doc. Yes, I know you have irritable bowel syndrome. Thank you. Didn't I just tell you that my bowel is irritated? And hey, doc, does food matter? You may get varied results when you ask that question, or varied answers when you ask that question. Is there any help? Well, I can try giving you this or that, but no, you'll probably just have to live with it. So, or try a probiotic and see if that helps, if you have, you know, the right person. So, I just think that there's probably a better way around this. And I believe that most medical doctors are on the right track, making sure that you don't have any of the really ugly stuff, right? So we scope things, we take blood tests, we make sure that there's no cancer, there's no polyps, that you don't have, you know, this variety of icky things that could be happening in your colon. But then there's sort of like, okay, I don't know what else to do for you. And that leaves you looking around for all kind of answers, which there are other answers. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about that, since this is, like I said, one of my favorite topics and one that we will probably revisit on multiple occasions. I feel like crap, and is there a reason for that? That's what we're going to talk about today. Where does leaky gut start? So we have this icky gut thing, right? Let's say we have constipation, but maybe you don't even know that you're constipated, right? So you go once a week and your doctor says that's normal. It's, quote, normal for you. I'm here to tell you that that's not normal. Normal for us is kind of like normal for your dog, right? Your dog eats, or if you don't have a dog, your pet, or if you've never had a pet, you eat, and about 45 minutes later, you should, right, when your colon is healthy, you should expel something that you ate earlier. So that's just the way your intestines are supposed to work. You should be getting rid of stuff as you put it in, not 3 or 4 days later. That's actually kind of gross. If you think about it, when you hold stuff in for days on end, it's kind of like keeping your trash in your kitchen for weeks on end, right? That's gross. You wouldn't do that. That's stinky after a couple days. So you want to take the trash out. And exactly the same thing happens in your gut that happens in your trash, right? It starts to ferment and the smells get worse. And for us, we end up with nasty, smelly gas because of the bacteria in our guts is creating that gas. So that's constipation. Diarrhea is kind of the other end. And diarrhea is this forceful, probably more loose, watery stools that happen maybe too frequently, Or maybe you're happening on and off, right? You go constipated, constipated, and then boom, this big thing of diarrhea. That's just as bad. Okay, so now we've gotten all the gross stuff out of the way, right? Gross. But we have to talk about that, right? Because that's what happens for a lot of my patients. This is very common. I see it all the time. And sometimes it's just gas. Sometimes it's bloating. You know, bloating is like you feel like your belly just kind of sticks out further than it should a lot of the time. Or you eliminate, you know, you go ahead and go poo and everything, your belly feels nice and flat. And then the first thing you eat, boo, you feel like you just puffed up, right? That's bloating. Cramps, cramping is that sensation that you may get right before you have a bowel movement. And most of the time that should not be painful. Painful cramping is something that we have to take note of and take care of. So let's see, gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea. What other gross things can we talk about today? Maybe a little reflux or indigestion where the food kind of just sits in your belly and doesn't ever feel like it's like you're digesting. That's a little something else, but it certainly can go along with this whole program. Fatigue or I feel like crap is really a lot of these symptoms all wrapped into one. So leaky gut. So where does leaky gut start? Now that you have kind of a name for it, kind of an all-encompassing name for it, but where does, or irritable bowel, those are kind of common and a little bit synonymous. We can get semantics behind it, and we can certainly, there's alternative practitioners that we could have arguments with about exactly what to call it. But where does it start regardless? Most commonly, I find in our office that it starts from antibiotics. So the story goes like this. Yes, doc, I was sick a lot as a kid. I had ear infections. I had strep. I was on antibiotics all the time. That's really, really common. Or if you never had a problem as a kid, maybe as a teen, you ended up with acne and were on antibiotics for acne for a while. Or in your 20s, you just got, you know, you got run down and got sick. At some point in time, you've probably been on several rounds of antibiotics and maybe several rounds in a row. That can really start to mess with your intestinal lining. So, and other drugs too. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Ooh, big word for acetaminophen, like a Tylenol, or ibuprofen, like Advil, any of those types of anti-inflammatories, even aspirin, can be a cause of leaky gut, or at least where it starts. What about the food you eat? Well, lots of processed food and sugar and, you know, evil preservatives, all of those things eaten in too much quantity can certainly cause the breakdown of your intestinal lining because you're not getting nutrition out of that. It's stuff to fill your belly, but it doesn't, and it makes you full, but it doesn't really nutrify your body. What about chronic stress? So chronic stressors are like this. Your body works like this. This is a quick primer for stress. So when we have a stressful event, flat tire, let's say, so we go, oh my gosh, flat tire, stress out, get the tire fixed, done, over with, right? So it's something that happens, we recover, and it's over with. That's like acute stress. Chronic stress is, you know, financial stuff that lasts for a long period of time. Just frankly, having kids can be stressful for people. Being pregnant can be a stressor. Just about any mental, emotional, physical trauma can be stressful and may be stressing you over time. Your job could be stressful, right? Just having a car that doesn't work can be stressful. There's a lot of different things in people's lives that are stressful or that are perceived as stress. And what's stressful to one person may be nothing to another person. So it can be very, very individual. But it's like this. If you're a caveman and you're being chased by the proverbial Bengal tiger all day long, that is chronic stress. Your heart rate is going, let's think about it, right? Your heart rate's going, your mouth is dry, your muscles are tense, it's like you're running, running, running. Think about how your body feels when you're just running, running, running all the time, right? So chronic stress starts to cause a breakdown in the intestines because in chronic stress, food is not important, right? If you're being chased by a Bengal tiger, sitting down to a leisurely meal is not something that your body's concerned with. Does that make sense? So chronic stress starts to cause a breakdown. Yeast overgrowth, usually secondary to too many antibiotics, yeast infections, that kind of thing. And then there's multiple deficiencies that certainly result out of having this. And all of it really adds up to what we call inflammation. And inflammation, whoop, 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 right? This is the big buzzword, isn't it? So inflammation causes everything. Well, in the gut, inflammation causes the gap junctions or the little transition zones between the cells to open up, right? So now what have we done? We've taken something that has integrity, like a bucket, and we've put holes in it. So now we have leaky bucket. We have a leaky gut. So we've talked about some of the symptoms already, right? The direct gastrointestinal symptoms, like bloating from bad bugs or bad flora. We all have good and bad bugs in our bellies. And when the bad bugs are winning, it's like gang warfare. When the bad bugs are winning, then there's going to be strife in there. And when the good bugs are winning, it will be nice and peaceful. Reflux, change of pH or lack of stomach acid. I know that sounds backwards. We'll have to do that in another podcast. Diarrhea, constipation, and food sensitivities. Like everything you eat, you just don't even want to eat anymore. So those are some of the direct symptoms. Some of the indirect symptoms are fatigue, hormone disruption, joint pain, kind of foggy head, inability to concentrate. Some of those things go along with it. Some people even have purport migraines. That's kind of a little bit on the extreme side. And usually there may be something else going on with that. And then on the far extreme is an autoimmune disorder. And let's talk about what happens in the intestinal tract to create that. Because now, wait a minute, you're telling me I have a leaky bucket. What is leaking out and what happens when it leaks? So let's talk about that just for a few minutes. This could get really boring really fast, but I'm going to try to make it as exciting as possible because I find it fascinating and hopefully you can find it just as fascinating if I can describe it properly. So in the intestine, your intestine's like a filter, right? We've already talked about that, or a leaky bucket now. So when the filter is working properly, just nutrients go through and get into your bloodstream and nutrify your body and strengthen it and support all your organ systems and support your cellular structure. But when there's inflammation, it's not just a filter anymore. It's a filter with holes poked in it, right? So back to our leaky bucket. So other stuff is getting into your blood system. Now, here's the cool thing about this filter. Right around your filter is your immune system. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? Because everything you're ingesting might have bacterial particles on it. Maybe you eat a salad. That's all good because we want your immune system to take care of all that stuff, right? So when we have more stuff leaking out, food, waste products, gross. Who wants your trash going into your immune system? Ew, that's gross. So your trash is now leaking into the space where your immune system is located. And guess what? Your immune system is your army. And your army is going to be mad because it does not like trash in its system. So now your immune system turns on. And what happens? Think allergies, right? When you have allergies, that's your immune system going crazy against stuff that it doesn't need to go crazy against. Maybe you have a high susceptibility to colds or flus because your immune system is constantly fighting this battle at your gut level, and it doesn't It doesn't always recognize when it needs to fight a virus or a bacteria that pops along. So you have all these little battles everywhere, and every time you eat, the battles just increase. Okay, got the picture? Is this making sense? So this is part of food sensitivity, right? Your immune system, when it's on high alert, creates antibodies, and antibodies form like a little, it's like putting targets all over whatever is leaking out, right? This stuff that's leaking out, the trash, doesn't belong there. So antibodies are like little targets for that trash. That allows your immune system to see the bad guys. Now, we can talk about autoimmune later. That's when we put targets on cells that are our own. But right now, we're just going to talk about putting targets on food and waste products around your intestinal system. That upsets the whole immune system. So in one way, it's good because your body can take some of that stuff out. But what's bad is when it's leaky over time, it's too much and it gets overwhelmed, right? And it literally, those immune complexes can clog up your pipes, right? They're in your bloodstream and they're chunky, right? You've got a molecule, you've got targets on it. Are you picturing this, right? You've got some kind of food particle with targets all over it, like an arrow, a target. No, not Target the store. That's again, another podcast, but it can possibly clog up the pipes and cause inflammation anywhere and everywhere, depending on your genetics. We're not going to take it down that road today. That is another long road that we will take in the future. So in the long run, we have talked about leaky gut, what happens to you and how do you know if you have it? We've talked about what happens when leakiness happens and what is leakiness, right? It's little holes in your filters. And we talked about the immune system being on high alert, like your army being on high alert for all of this. And it creates these immune complexes that then go and can destroy other pieces and parts of your body. So that's the skinny on leaky gut and how you got there. And hopefully that all makes sense. You can reach me at 630-682-5090 if you didn't know that. I have a healing center in Wheaton, Illinois, Restore Healing Center, 630-682-5090. And we deal with leaky gut on a regular basis. It's actually one of my favorite things to deal with. And in the next couple of podcasts, I am going to be putting up some free resources for you. One will be the basics to leaky gut, and that will be a summary of everything that we talked about today. I'll also put up a resource for some solutions and a website link that you can click on that will give you the products if you choose to do like a detox or a healing. We have all of those resources available for you. So hopefully you've enjoyed this and gotten something out of it. I'm Dr. Chris Sargent, the Gutsy Gal, and look forward to the next one because we're going to talk a lot more about the solution for leaky gut and how that can impact your health all over. So have a fabulous day. Bye.